This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Madeline. It's my great pleasure to welcome Anna Brown, CEO of Equality Australia. Good morning, Anna. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Macca?
Good. Look, I want to share with our listeners something that you've said on social media, and it is, I really wish we didn't have to talk about this person again, and that person, of course, is Margaret Court. We think the most fitting tribute for Margaret would be to ban LGBTQ plus conversion practices nationally, starting by passing the bill currently before the Victorian Parliament. Couldn't agree more. Let's briefly touch on that. It's coming up in about 2 weeks, isn't it, Anna, thereabouts? It's going to be tabled.
Yeah, that's right. The first week of February, it's being debated in the upper house. It's already passed the lower house,
yep.
So got only the last stage to go.
So, you know, we're going to certainly next Saturday, we're going to have some more discussion about that. It's really important, you know, that every single member of our community and our allied communities actually, if they support this legislation, they should ring and contact their local member, their state member of parliament, and tell them. Because there's a campaign being run, not just by the Australian Christian Lobby, but a whole lot of other people, against this legislation. We need to be heard. If we're not heard, we won't be heard and our views won't be taken into account. So it's really important. We'll talk some more about that next week, but you've run pretty hard on this, on supporting this legislation, Anna.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got information on our website. I'm sure you'll cover it next week, Macca, but
yep.
There's tools and resources. There's a fact sheet that explains, just what the bill does, because the problem is there's a lot of misinformation around.
Yeah.
And really, this is a very sensible framework to deal with a complex and very harmful phenomenon that's affecting LGBTIQ people of faith everywhere in Victoria.
We've seen, and we will cover some more of that next week. Again, we've got, One Nation in New South Wales, Mark Latham, with his, I don't know how they can call it an education bill, but the bill that he's proposing, which is so anti our community, in particular the trans community, and around gender identity issues. I mean, please tell us what Equality Australia is.
Well, it's one of these things where you just wish you wouldn't have to talk about it because
yeah.
It's such a ridiculous piece of legislation. From a legal perspective, it's just a joke. But the bill prohibits schools from teaching that trans and gender diverse people exist and should be treated with respect. It prohibits school counsellors from affirming a trans student or providing them with any kind of support, and it puts teachers at risk of losing their jobs if they do provide support to trans students. But also, the list goes on. It also describes intersex people as disordered. It allows parents to deny their children access to lessons in public schools which may contradict with their political, social or personal values. So it's actually, the impact is much broader than our community. So for issues like climate change or evolution, so it requires schools to present a counter narrative and, ridiculous onerous provisions like requiring the entire school curriculum to be disseminated to parents ahead of time. So, it's just not realistic or workable, but above all, it's actually quite harmful, particularly to vulnerable trans young people who we know are attempting suicide at a rate of, you know, one in two. It's quite appalling. But to date, neither of the major parties has condemned or ruled this legislation out. So we need to step up the campaign. We need to make sure that people in New South Wales in particular fill out a community survey that's gone live this week. And there's, again, information on our website at www.equalityaustralia.org.au. So I'd certainly encourage people to take action there as well. So whilst there's good things happening in Victoria, it's sad and concerning to see that there's, this sort of mischief afoot in New South Wales.
Anna, you say neither of the parties in New South Wales have condemned the bill, but have they actually actively condoned it? But what sort of chances of success do you think it has?
Well, it's currently before a parliamentary committee that is made up of members of all the other major political parties. So that's why this process, the survey and also making a submission if you're an organisation is important, because that committee will be releasing a report on the bill and then the government will consider its response.
Well, it sounds like Clause 28, the details of it, horrific.
Oh, there's no question it's appalling, and it's disappointing that we have to be spending our time and energy talking about it. You would hope that views like this would be completely irrelevant in 2021, yeah. But instead, we're taking up people's time, and of course people are taking to the streets as they should, and voicing their concern in protests as well. And I think we'll see more of that as if there continues to be this this failure on the New South Wales government part to take a stand to say that they support inclusive and supportive education for LGBTIQ young people.
Yeah. And just going back to the conversion practices bill for a moment, forgive my ignorance, but can you tell me what the state is in the rest of the states? I mean, that's happening here, but is there a similar bill or legislation being passed anywhere else?
Well, there has been legislation passed in Queensland, yeah, that targets health practitioners, but this is in health settings, but this bill does go further. And also in the ACT, that has like Victoria, the ACT has prohibited conversion practices in health settings, but also other settings, such as in faith communities and schools or wherever it may take place. The Victorian bill is made up of, I think, a really nuanced, carefully thought through scheme which has criminal penalties for the most serious of occasions where serious injury is caused, and they mirror existing criminal penalties in our Crimes Act, so it's nothing new there. But then there's a scheme that allows facilitation and education of, around individual complaints, and when there's a serious or systemic issue, the Equal Opportunity Commission will have the power to investigate and work with the religious leaders or church or provider in question, and issue enforceable undertaking, come to an agreement about how they can remedy their breach of the Act. So I think overall it's a very clever way of dealing with this problem, and I really hope the government funds the Equal Opportunity Commission to properly tackle and properly educate faith communities about the harm that's caused by these practices.
Yeah, look, we've had a number of people of faith on to talk about it, and I think the overwhelming majority of people of faith probably don't support what's being said in their name. It's incumbent on them to speak up, but again, we need to, John Pesutto was saying earlier there's some concern around the definition of prayer, etc. Look, I encourage...
And with respect, I think there's a lot of... I wouldn't say John's deliberately misreading the bill, but certainly the Christian lobby is deliberately spreading misinformation that is we're trying to combat, obviously, yeah, with our advocacy. But it's vital that people understand that the really broad definition in the Act does cover practices that including prayer-based practices, but they have to be targeted at an individual and based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. And then in order to attract the criminal penalty, there needs to be serious harm and injury proven beyond a reasonable doubt. So it's just not as... it's just not the way the Christian lobby is making it out.
Oh, yeah, and look, you know, I think... I think the opposition are using this as a saying, "Oh, look, you know, we broadly agree with it, but we don't agree with this part." Be specific, guys. You know, be specific. Tell us what it is that you want to change and why. The government can respond to that, but how about you tell us, the community? We've got the Shadow Minister for Equality, David Davis, on next week. We'll ask David to be specific. In fact, I'll ask him before the show to be specific about what it is the opposition are actually opposed to, because we don't know.
Yeah. And I'd certainly welcome the opportunity to discuss with David or any member of the opposition the detail of their concerns so that we can, actually get a clearer understanding of how we could combat those concerns. So I actually think they're not well-founded in a legal reading of the bill.
Oh, yeah,
but in any case, did you want to hear about our research into transgender
Yes,
people?
Please, of course.
So this week we were so pleased to release some pretty groundbreaking research that actually showed there's record levels of support for trans and gender diverse people in the Australian community. And I think this can sometimes get lost in on social media and in other places. Some really pretty awful attacks and hate spreading. But what's really positive is that we have, after we commissioned a poll, and out of the over 1,000 Australians that were surveyed, a whopping 78% agree that trans people deserve the same rights and protections as other Australians. And then two-thirds agree that young people should be able to access healthcare that supports them to live as their true selves, and religious schools shouldn't be able to fire someone or expel a student for being transgender. So I think our research again confirms what we really already knew, which is Australians are fair-minded and decent and overwhelmingly back equality for trans Australians. So I think I was really pleased because it means that but particularly for trans people that are feeling under attack, if you read the articles in The Australian, if you, read any of J.K. Rowling's stuff and all of the debates surrounding her views, then then sometimes you could be forgiven for thinking that this is an issue that is, you know, more controversial than it actually is. And the reality, as we knew from Matt Quality, is that Australians are fair-minded people that do believe in treating everyone and valuing them for their differences, which is a wonderful thing.
Also, particularly heartening from your survey, considering the other things we're talking about, is that 75% of religious people agree that transgender people deserve the same rights. So even in our own community, Margaret Court is completely in the minority.
Absolutely. And, it really stands in stark contrast to the concerted attacks you see by conservative Christian lobby groups and groups like Binary Australia on trans people. So that was really pleasing as well. And again, not so very similar to marriage equality, where there was strong support in all the major faiths for marriage equality. So, we know that getting to know someone who's trans can make all the difference as well, which is why there was, it was in the 90s, the people that knew a trans person or had someone in their lives, there's really, really, really strong levels of support. And so over time, I really hope that we can see that. I'm sorry, I'm on a boat. And they've started playing music.
Yes.
There's, we'll see trans people becoming more visible, and whether they're colleagues or family members or through participation in community life, we know that as trans people feel more to further positive change in attitudes and understanding and empathy.
Yeah. We're going to let you go, Anna, so you can get up and listen to the music.
Have a dance.
And Look, I want to thank you again for making the time. Thank you for your work. We'll speak to you again over the next little while.
Pleasure. There's still obviously a lot to do, but I think we've seen this week there's some really positive signs of
Yeah, breaking up, Anna.
Okay. Thanks again, Anna Brown from Equality Australia.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.